Chapter 11. And it came to pass on the second night, I had a dream. And I saw an eagle rising out from the sea. It had 12 wings and 3 heads. And as I watched, I saw it spread out its wings over the whole earth, so that all the winds of heaven blew upon it, and the clouds gathered around it. Moreover, I watched rival wings spring up out of its wings, and they became little, puny wings. But its heads were dormant. The middle head was larger than the other heads, but it too was dormant as they were. And as I watched, I saw the eagle fly with its wings in order that it might reign over the earth and over its inhabitants. And I saw how everything under heaven was subjected to it, so that no one spoke against it, not a single creature that was on the earth. And as I watched, I saw the eagle rise upon its talons, and it uttered a cry to its wings, saying,
"Do not all keep watch at the same time. Let each sleep in its own place, and keep watch in its turn. But let the heads be reserved till last."
And as I watched, I saw that the voice did not come from its heads, but from the middle of its body. I counted its rival wings, and there were 8. As I watched, I saw one wing on the right side rise up, and it reigned over all the earth. Then after a time, its reign came to an end, and it disappeared, so that even its place was no longer visible. Then the next wing rose up in rain, and it continued to reign for a long time. And as its reign came to its end, it disappeared like its predecessor. And a voice spoke to it, saying,
"Listen to me, you who have ruled the earth all this time. I announce this to you before you disappear. After you, no one shall rule as long as you have ruled, not even half as long."
Then the third wing raised itself up and held the rule as its predecessors had done, but it also disappeared. And so it went with all the wings. They wielded power one after another, and then were never seen again. As I kept watching, I saw, in due time, the other wings also rising up on the right side in order to rule. Some of them ruled, yet disappeared at once, while others of them rose up, but did not hold the rule. And after this, as I watched, I saw that the 12 wings and the 2 little wings had disappeared, so that nothing remained on the eagle's body except the 3 dormant heads and 6 little wings. And as I watched, I saw 2 of the 6 little wings disengage themselves from the rest and remain under the head that was on the right side. But 4 remained in their place. And as I watched, I saw that these underwings planned to set themselves up to hold the rule. And as I watched, I saw one set itself up, but it disappeared at once. A second also, and this disappeared more quickly than the preceding one. And as I watched, I saw that the 2 remaining ones were planning between themselves to reign. And while they were planning, I saw one of the dormant heads, the one that was in the middle and larger than the other two, suddenly awake. And I saw how the two heads were conjoined with it, and how the head, along with its conjoiners, turned and devoured the two little wings that were planning to reign. Moreover, this head subdued the whole earth, and with much oppression dominated its inhabitants. It exercised greater power over the world than all the wings that had preceded it. And after this, as I watched, I saw the head in the middle suddenly disappear, just as the wings had done. However, the two heads remained, those which, in like manner, also ruled over the earth and its inhabitants. And as I watched, I saw the head on the right side devour the one on the left. Then I heard a voice saying to me,
"Look in front of you and contemplate what you see."
And as I watched, I saw what appeared to be a raging lion roaring as it came out of the forest. And I heard it talk with a human voice to the eagle, and it spoke saying,
"Listen, and I will speak to you. The Most High says to you, are you not the only one that remains of the four beasts that I had appointed to reign in my world, so that through them the end of the times might come? You are the fourth that has come, and you have conquered all the preceding beasts, and you have held sway over the world with great terror, and over all the earth with grievous oppression. And for so long, you have lived on the earth with deceit. You have judged the earth, but not with truth. For you have oppressed the meek and injured the peaceable. You have hated those who speak the truth and have loved liars. You have destroyed the fortifications of the fruit bearers and have laid low the walls of those who did you no harm. Your insolence has come up before the Most High, and your pride to the Mighty One. The Most High has considered his times. Now they have ended, and his ages have reached completion. Therefore you, eagle, will surely disappear. You and your terrifying wings, your most evil wings, your malicious heads, your ghastly talons, and your whole sinister body. Thus, the whole earth, freed from your violence, may be refreshed and relieved. Then it may hope for the judgment and mercy of him who made it."